Ryan, an obvious disappointment about what we've just seen there, 24-10 defeat. What did you make of it?
Yeah, it was very disappointing. I thought Sheffield did just exactly what we talked about. They were very enthusiastic and played strongly. And our boys were just not at the races today at all. I thought we had some opportunities to execute a couple of plays better. Might have made quite a difference if we had. But we got, we even got those things messed up today as well. A couple of very simple opportunities to score and not take those. Put us further down the mire, and the scoreboard told the story in the end.
Yeah, 16-10 for a long time in that second half, as you say. You had your chances, and it just looked like a good 5 or 10 minute period for you might be enough, but just never materialised. A bit flat.
Perhaps so. You know, some of the other journalists were asking, did I think, you know, we had our minds on next week? And, you know, there's, in the end, we're all human, and perhaps there's some of that around. But, you know, to be fair, mate, we certainly discussed getting the job done today and how much it meant in terms of building up for next week. And so that. The fact that we didn't get the job done is disappointing, yes.
Yeah, how important was it today to get some form on the board, some positives going into that game?
Yeah, well, I thought we had quite a bit last week, and we had a bit to handle last week against Halifax in the preparation. This week there's virtually nothing that I could say was caused us any issues about preparation for this game. I think it was the fact that we just could not get any quick play the balls today to generate any of our attack. I thought, in the main, we defended pretty stoutly, but their kicking plays and our inability to execute when we finally did get a couple of quick play the balls in a row, that killed us off any chance of us being winners on the day.
So, concerned about execution, concerned about effort?
No, not really, no. I think there was a lack of sharpness about us today. Just, you know, not Sheffield were just quicker than us to do things and beat us to loose balls and kicks, etc. So, you know, they're not good signs. We need to fix it in a hurry.
Trying to get a smile back on your face, Brian, in some way or other. Performance today from the returning Danny Kerman must have at least warm the cockles a little bit.
Yeah, well, today's not a day for smiling, mate. So, you know, there's no point in smiling when if it's false. You know, today's a disappointment, but it's not the end of the world. You know, we do have next week, and that's the one that matters for us. Now, this one's buried. We didn't get the job done. It's disappointing. Learn some stuff from it. Get ready for next week is the main thing. And having Denny Kerman back in the in the fold with almost a full game under his belt, which, you know, wasn't our plan. We were thinking he'd probably get 50 or 60 out, but you know, in the end, we're losing Scotty Anderson in the first few minutes of the game. You know, that certainly knocked us around a bit as well for rotation, but you know, no excuses.
What was the situation with Scott Anderson, and what's he likely to be like for next week?
No, he's done his MCL, so that's usually weeks or months. So it certainly won't be days for next weekend, I wouldn't think.
Lee Smith, any chance he's going to be around next week?
He may be. He's in the mix, I suppose. But I'm looking from, you know, what happened within, not without today. We just didn't have that. Confident air about us, or we didn't have that sort of work ethic and quickness to do things. We did at times. You know, we had to at times, or we'd have got pelted. We'd have got absolutely blown away. But you know, we did not have that domination. That we play best when we get, as I was saying, when we get some quick play the balls, and we roll our sets out and get on the front foot. And today was, you know, roughly speaking, there were, I think, about 140 play the balls that we had, and 120 of them were slow. So, you know, we train hard to play the ball fast. It's an important factor, but it just didn't happen today.
So it all comes down to this one shot against Bradford at your place next weekend. Are you mentally and physically ready for that, your group of players?
Not today we aren't, but we've got 6 days to get ready.